623, 1320 WILS. The job numbers out today, 209,000 jobs created last month. But wages still just barely creeping up. Bill Dendy is with a CPA and money manager at EliteFM.net. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah.
And you know, The economists are scratching their heads about that. Because usually, as unemployment goes down, there starts to become pressure to get those workers, and income for workers goes up. But we're seeing a situation where we are almost down to where we were prior to our Great Recession, yet we haven't seen any pressure on wages. In fact, wages are adjusted for inflation, not where they were just a few years back.
Some say that basically our unemployment rate does not even really reflect this huge number of people out there, prime age workers that are outside the labor force. How much are we really ignoring that?
Well, over 20% of those in the prime age, which is a large percent, are not included because they're either discouraged because they're not looking for jobs, or it's the mom raising the children who's not out there looking for the job just yet.
Yeah.
But if income is high enough, they might be persuaded to move into the workforce.
Well, I mean,
and so
do you think it makes
that larger group has a negative impact?
I mean, is it basically that the picture is not nearly as rosy as the numbers are making them out to be right now?
Well, it's not that bad either, in that if we count those who are outside the workforce, if we keep it the same increase of jobs, the same trajectory we're at, within 6 months to a year, we should be back at where we were after the adjustments are made. But I think it does tell part of the story, and that the economists can lay out numbers that don't mean a whole lot unless you get to what's behind the number. But things are positive as far as more people are working.
Yeah.
It's just the salaries aren't going up as high. And there are probably several other reasons for that occurring that may not be as nefarious or bad for us.
Okay. Like what?
Well, one of the things is that the baby boomers are hitting retirement age. We have the baby boomers that the end of the baby boomers is 1964, and we're having every day thousands of baby boomers go ahead and retire.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them retiring prior to their full Social Security retirement age. And as they're leaving the workforce, they're being replaced by those recent college grads, perhaps, that are not earning nearly the incomes.
Okay.
So while we're seeing more people working, when you replace two college grads at $30,000 each per year for one retiree who is making $90,000 per year, while you've doubled the number of people working, you've reduced the average income per person significantly. And we're seeing some of that take place as the largest generation that we've seen starts moving into the retirement age, because they're at their peak earnings years, and they're leaving as we're bringing in the people who are just now graduating college. So that has somewhat of an impact.
Bill Dendy with us. He's a CPA and a money manager at EliteFM.net, and you must be giddy about what the market's doing, huh?
Absolutely, and terrified at the same time. With the Dow hitting 22,000, it's a big news story. It is exciting to see the increase, and the increase has taken place since November.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people on Wall Street are calling it the Trump bump, that we're at all-time historic highs, and this movement since November has been historically great. And a lot of it's because Trump was sounding like a traditional Republican president that was going to lower taxes and deregulate. That was going to lead to more profits for companies and higher prices for company stock.
I'm curious. What do you do now as a money manager? What do you do when the market is where it is at the moment?
Well, I'm a bit concerned, and that some of the reasons the market has moved up have not materialized. We haven't seen those tax cuts come through just yet, and the agenda may be bogged down.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for good company earnings, I think we would already see a pullback. And in fact, we've had 8 years without a 20 or 30% pullback, and that's an occurrence that usually happens every 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second longest bull market in our nation's history. And I love it being higher. And yes, it could keep on going higher, but I think this is a great time for individuals to reassess while we're at market highs. If we've been profiting for those highs, make sure that we're able to tolerate a downturn in the market if it should come about. It's an excellent time to talk to your certified financial planners, our CPAs in the industry, to talk about, are we taking the right amount of risk? Mm-hmm. And if we're taking more than we should, it's a great time to reallocate when markets are near the high. Mm-hmm. And be cautious not to jump in exuberance when we hit these all-time highs. And I've seen too many people that got out in 2008 when they saw their portfolios lose 20%. They got out, realized a 20% loss. They've been watching the market go back up. And now they hear the Dow's at all-time new highs, and they're going to go ahead and get in.
Well,
but that's a forced habit.
And you remember probably people were getting out even back in November, December, and look what it's done since. That's the problem. You get out and it keeps going. That's when you're like, ah.
That's right. And you don't want to be that one that was jumped out when things were about to turn up, and now you get in right before they turn down. And nobody knows which direction the market's going, but you know you should not be buying high and selling low.
Yeah. Bill Dendy, CPA and money manager Bill Dendy at elitefm.net, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you very much, Bill.
God bless you. Always a pleasure.
Great to have you here. It is Friday. It is rainy. It is 62 right now. Just incredible. It feels like we are, we're in October, maybe November at the moment. So this is the last live show right here. You are listening to it with me. I am Michael Cohen on WILS. If you've been listening over the years, I'd love to hear from you, get your thoughts on what you've heard and what you think about the show. If you have not reached out in the past, you can always reach me at ccrecap. That's ccrecap@gmail.com, stands for Capital City Recap. And I'll have some things to say at the end of the show. I'll reflect a little bit about the last 6 years. It's been a little over 6 years now. Incredible. Just so many thousands of interviews. And I've learned so much myself personally. Hopefully you haven't been listening. Hopefully it's been an interesting ride for you. I've tried to make it so as much as possible. But we have more. We're not done yet. Still half a show to go here on this Friday. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening. You know what you're listening to. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.